can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is a Thursday, getaway day for a three-day weekend, so thanks for tuning in. Yes, we won't be here tomorrow. Pete's going to be singing by himself.
It's okay.
And we hope you enjoy the holiday weekend back on Monday. It's that simple. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, going to be giving away another round of golf at Arrowhead Golf Club, so stay tuned for that. We're going to do a little win-loss with some teams on the schedule. We did this yesterday only with the Dolphins, and we came up with like 3.5. We really didn't agree. 3 wins, 4 wins. That's about the best they're going to do. Although Pete had them going
13-3.
Yeah, 13-3.
So, no, sorry, I think four or five wins, I think.
Three regular season losses to the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. Possible. No. All right. In the meantime, though, before we do that, let's go to the phones at 239-337-ESPN. John in Fort Myers on Pete calling Kevin Durant a sorry ass.
In the fourth quarter of the game, too. Yeah, he did.
John, the floor is
yours.
What's
up, John?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. John, how are you?
Good. Pete, I seriously?
Seriously what?
I got to know. Are you the same person that says LeBron got his sorry ass blocked by Mario Hezonja? Are you the same person saying
I'm saying, John.
Are you the same person that says Patriots got their sorry ass beat by the Dolphins last year?
And but they won the Super Bowl, so forget that. But John, he played like a jackass in the fourth quarter. He won't give Beverly any credit. Beverly is in his head. The guy turned the ball over 9 times and was held to 7 or 8 shots. I'm sorry. He didn't play like a leader last night, and we all know he can play better than that. But don't act like he's all that. And what he said, his comments, he comes off like a jackass. And Beverly's clearly in his head. He's going to be in his head tonight. If he fouls out again in Game 3 like he did in Game 2, the Warriors are likely to lose again.
What he said was that, yes, Beverly, he can shoot over Beverly, but he gave them credit saying, yes, even if I put the ball down, there's going to be people around me. He was saying, yes, I'm better than Beverly, but their team played amazing defense, in his own words.
Yeah. He turned the ball over 9 times. He fouled out of the game. He's got called for a tactical already that cost that hurt the team a little bit. I'm just telling you, John, Katie's a great player. I'm not taking anything away from him, but I'm sorry. He played like a jackass in the fourth quarter of that game the other night.
He seems disinterested.
Realistically, Pete, I got to know, do you think that the Clippers come out of this ahead? Not just tonight.
I pick Golden State in 6. I think the Clippers will give a big battle tonight. They beat them in Los Angeles earlier this year. They lost to them by 18 or 12 this year, but they beat them by 5 early this year. They can be beat. And if Beverly continues to be a nuisance to Kevin Durant, yeah, I think they have a chance.
What is your prediction for the final series?
I said Golden State in 6 last week.
Is that still with Boogie Cousins out? You're sticking with 6?
Yeah, I am. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't think Boogie Cousins, it's a loss, but I think they can overcome. It's not. There's a lot of other teams they would not be able to overcome Boogie Cousins' loss, but the Warriors could overcome Boogie Cousins' loss.
Was John a Warriors fan? We don't get too many of them in this here parts.
I don't know.
No, but I think that matchup tonight, I don't think it's going to be the big blowout that
so brings us together.
I will tell you this. The Warriors, though, after a loss, I think the last Warriors won their last 6 games after a loss by an average of 14.3 points. I think the Clippers will give them all they can handle tonight. I don't think it's going to be any 30-point blowout.
You know who's not getting enough credit?
Who's that?
Me.
Doc?
Oh, yeah. Doc? No, I think he is.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think a lot of people like to. Would I love to see him coach the Lakers with that team?
Coach LeBron.
That would be it, but he won't. He doesn't need the hassle.
That could be cool. All right, are we ready to play win-loss?
Yeah.
Oh, first, let's update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. Got a juicy question up there.
Yeah.
What, is that a problem?
I want to play win-loss. Right. We got 31 teams to get to today.
Oh, we got a lot of
nuggets.
We're
not doing every team.
My nuggets.
Is that a programming decision? Is that official for you?
Which would you choose?
Getting a selfish decision.
Getting kicked in the jewels by the NFL punter, or number 2, getting punched in the face by Mike Tyson in his prime? And 62% say so far punched by Tyson, 38% say jewels.
People like their face more than their jewels, huh? All right, fine. All right, let's do this. Tampa Bay Buccaneers I'm still I still love how Pete had them locked in for 11 wins 2 years ago.
Well, they were close.
They only missed it by six games.
Yeah.
Well, they had 11 losses.
All right, let's do this. The Buccaneers open up at home against the 49ers. Is that a win or a loss?
Oh, I got to get their schedule. Hold on.
Win.
Yeah, I'm going to say win there.
Jimmy G.
Fresh off the knee injury.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Against Jameis Winston? I think the 49ers are a better team.
I don't know what the 49ers are going to be.
But you two are going to outvote me on this one?
Bruce Arians at home. Look, I think it's a very big motivational day for the Bucs.
All right.
Yeah, they're getting that W.
That's a W. All right. Then they're on the road, prime time at the Carolina Panthers.
Win.
Week on the road, that's a loss.
I don't know, Cam Newton's even going to be playing in that game.
Let's assume Cam Newton is playing.
It's a loss.
For the Bucs. Yes.
For the Bucs.
I think it's a loss for the Bucs. So they're 1-1.
1-1.
I'd say win.
And I'm right.
Next game at home against the Giants.
Win.
Got to be a win.
Even when Jameis was horrible, the last time the Giants played here, did they win that game? Or is that the one he threw that stupid pass at the goal line, the Hail Mary?
That was against the Patriots.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right.
They lost to the Giants last year, 38-35. Winston with a grand total of 199 passing yards.
Did he get benched in that game?
I'd hope so. Throwing for 200.
So you're thinking no Odell Beckham Jr. and the addition of Bruce Arians, we swing the tide this
win
time
for
around.
The Bucs.
It's a win for the Bucs. All right.
2-1
Two
Bucs.
And one. That's a nice start. And then at the Rams, that's a loss.
The loss.
Yes.
For the purposes of this exercise, that's a loss. Yeah. Yes, I understand they can win that game.
All right, loss. All right,
they're 500 going in October. At the Saints.
They always win there.
That's a loss.
They always win there. They won their opening day last year.
I know.
Yeah, with a different quarterback, though.
That's a loss.
That's a loss.
No Fitz magic there.
So they're 2-3.
Then they go to London to take on the Panthers.
Win.
We gave them the loss earlier. I say they split with
Carolina.
All right.
So that's 3-3.
Cam Newton still won't be playing.
And then a bye week. Then they play at the Titans. I think that's winnable coming off a bye week.
I think it's a win.
Wow.
There you go.
Bruce Arians getting it done. We're at the halfway point of the season. We go into November at the Seahawks. That's a loss.
Loss.
Yep. 4-4.
At home against the Cardinals.
Win.
Bruce, W.
Bruce
Win.
Arians revenge game.
Win.
That's right.
That's a W. At home against the Saints.
Win.
Loss.
Loss.
No.
Loss.
They're splitting with New Orleans.
You're outvoted.
All right. No.
So they are 5-5 going into week 12.
All right. Here we go. At Jaguars. This is going to be a grinder.
No, you missed the game. At Atlanta, the 24th.
At Atlanta.
Win.
No.
That's a tough one. That's
the toughest one.
They had some tough games the last 2 years. They have lost some heartbreakers there, right? If I'm not mistaken. Oh no, they won. Didn't they win there last year? Last year, or the year before, two great games.
I also think the Falcons must.
Lost 34-29 at Atlanta last year.
Yeah, they blew that lead. They had the lead there.
The Falcons must have a bounce back year, or you got to blow the whole thing up, and that's even Matt Ryan.
That's a big year. I don't know. I agree with you. I just
can't give them the win there.
Yeah, that's a loss.
5-6.
All right.
Now into December at the Jaguars.
Win. Again, we don't know. Is Nick Foles still a quarterback? Who the hell? That's a tough call.
I can see them losing this game like 13-9. Right?
If that defense holds anybody to 13 points this year, that's a great win for that unit.
This is a pivotal game.
I don't think they win it.
You think it's a loss?
That defense has to improve tremendously for them to be in that game, because I do think Jacksonville's offense is going to be a lot more consistent this year with Nick Foles.
I hear you. To me,
not explosive, just consistent.
To me, Bruce Arians, you know what? This is crazy to say. I ain't worried about Tampa Bay's defense. I ain't worried about that. If they have to be consistent offensively, or they're dead meat. They can have a real good defense and it won't matter. Or they can develop into a real good defense and it won't matter. Jameis has got to produce this year. That's it. Under this guy, this coach, new quarterback coach, Byron Leftwich, they got to produce offensively. I'm not interested. They may have to win some games 34-30. That's fine. But he's got to be able to score points and not turn the ball over.
By this point of the season, we should know the future of Jameis Winston. Yeah. Either he's kicking butt or he's not.
Or he's on the bench.
I don't think they win this game.
I don't either, which puts him at 5-7, right?
Yeah. Next game at home against the Colts. That's a loss.
Mm-hmm. 5-8.
I don't buy that.
Well, the Colts.
Andrew Luck's gonna come down.
I mean,
here
the Colts
and
have a better
day.
Offense and a better defense.
It'd be too warm for Indianapolis.
No, it'll be nice for them.
It'd be lovely. December 8th.
It'd be rain.
Next game at Detroit.
Win.
Don't.
No, I think the Lions win that game.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So, Chris, you get to split it. I have this as a Lion win in my 9-7 season.
Home versus Houston.
Hold on. We're not there yet. We haven't decided. Chris hasn't decided. Is this a win or a loss? Look, it's going down to a field goal. All right? It's 2-minute warning. It's going to be that close. Chris?
This could be such a pivotal game.
It could be a missed kick.
For both
this
teams
this
in a
has NFC wild card elimination game written all over
it. It does for both
it
teams.
It really does.
Yes, it does.
And I get it. These rosters aren't complete.
Right.
Right now, I don't think they win that game.
The who the Buccaneers?
Bucks do not win that game.
I'll also point out that the last 7 games of the season last year, the Lions' defense was number 1 in the NFL. Matt Patricia fixed the defense. He's going to go heavy defense in the draft this year. They're going to get even better. The offense can't be any worse.
You got to have your quarterback not throw.
Yeah, that, interceptions. I think he was playing hurt last year. Mm. All right, so we're going to squeak this in as a loss for Tampa.
Yeah, 5-9.
No, I got them at 10 wins. I don't care what you say. Right? I know, I'm putting them at 10 wins because I think Arians is going to.
All right, they close out against the Texans. No, the Texans and Falcons, 2 home games.
Win.
That Texans, that's a loss. That's a loss to the Texans. They're not beating the Texans.
It's a tough schedule,
Deshaun Watson.
It's a tough schedule. They got to find the Bucks have to. It looks like the Bucks are going to have to find 4 wins in that division. That's splitting with the Falcons, splitting with the Saints, sweeping
Bruce,
the Panthers.
I'm sticking with Bruce that will who get them to 10 wins.
I'm going
provided
where?
A lot of places. You act like this is not the Dolphins we're talking about here. They got talent. They have a great coach. A really good coach. I think they're going to make some strides this year. It has to be offensively. Jameis cannot turn the ball over. That is how your defense will get better when he doesn't put him in sucky field position
when
all the time.
When he's the same Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan?
It's a big if on
Ryan Griffin?
It's a big, I'm way out on a limb. Fat ass is way out on a limb.
I'm going to be that
Jameis is going to finally get it together under this coach and with Byron Leftwich as a QB coach, finally get it together. Consistently and not turn the damn ball over.
I'm going to be generous and give him the win to close out the season against the Falcons.
Oh, that's nice.
That puts him at 6-10.
Flip that.
You with me on that, Chris? I don't see 10 wins for them on this schedule.
Put this on the sticky note.
I might go one more than you. I might go 7.
All right.
And I think that's a testament to
Bruce Arians?
Their schedule. No, their schedule, man. You play the two, you get the NFC West, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they got two. At least one bad team in the Cardinals. We don't know what the 49ers are yet. We think Jimmy G is good. We don't know.
No. Yeah.
But you get the Rams and you get the Seahawks both on the road. So
those are tough.
The
those
two
are
tough opponents
losses.
From that division, you don't even get that one of them coming into your place. I think
let's pump the brakes a little bit on the Rams too, because without Gurley. Possibly, and I don't know what Goff's situation is going to be like. I don't know.
First of all, if Goff doesn't work, we know Blake Bortles can work with a great defense.
Well, yeah.
That's where he is now, right?
Right, yeah.
I thought so.
Man, they won 13 games. If they have a fall off and only win 10, that's still a good team.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, it looks like you could put anybody in the backfield in Los Angeles and he'll be just fine. They signed C.J. Anderson off the streets last year, 2 weeks before the playoffs, and the guy tears through the NFC in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
Right up until he didn't. And people are going to look at that game.
I said NFC.
I know, but they are going to look right or wrong. It's a copycat league. They're going to say, "What did the Patriots do?" I don't even know if it's so much what the Patriots do as what the Rams didn't do, or lack of imagination on offense, or a lot of other things that came into play.
All right, so
but still interesting.
I hear what you're saying. So Chris and I, we're going to split the difference. We're calling for a 6.5 win.
6.5, I think that's
for the Buccaneers.
Yeah,
Pete Shepard.
I'm saying,
are you sticking to double figures for the third year in a row? For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Jameis Winston. I have as much respect for Bruce Arians as you do, but I want it on the record.
I'm on.
Are they a double-digit win team?
It's a sticky pad, 10-win on the record. 941 Pete, I know I'm a pessimist, but you're definitely nuts this time. Jameis Winston cannot be trusted, in my opinion, unless he's benched by game six. I'll be shocked if the Bucs win seven games.
Okay.
Breaking news, Bucs mediocre again, says 941, 10 wins. 239 says pump the brakes on the Seahawks. Those guys are just as likely to go 4-12 as they are 12-4. Well, we'll see.
Okay. Before break, do we want to take a peek at your Patriots or my Lions? Just so that we have something on the
record.
So we'll save the Lions for next segment. That's really not going to make people listen across the break. We'll do the Pats next segment. Let's do the Lions here.
Selfish move, Craig.
I thought it was a good move for the show. What are you talking about?
All right, we can do the Lions. Hold on.
All right, I got to dial up my NFC North here.
As you pointed out earlier, it's a little nugget about the Lions. The Lions have 12 more days of rest than their opponents in 2019, the biggest rest advantage this season. No excuse, Craig Sheeman. Well, you've already gone on the limb saying they're winning the division.
I also want to point out, no, I did not. I said they were a wild card.
Well, why can't they win the division?
Because they're the Lions.
Said at 3:54 on March 11th.
This is on a sticky note.
As the Lions will win an NFC wild card spot.
Fact.
Okay.
So let's go through the schedule and see if I come up with approximately 9 wins, because that's what you're going to need to do.
There's no way.
And by the way, for the record, for those that are new to the show, I nailed it last year when Pete tried to talk me into saying they were a playoff team last year. I said they would only win 6 games. That's exactly what they won.
After Thanksgiving Day, though, I was with you.
I know.
What a start.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen this dreadfulness?
You're staring 1-3 right in the face.
We could skip the proceedings and just say 1-3. I totally agree with you.
Well, why would you say that?
Okay. Listen up and listen loud. Here we go. September. Open up at Cardinals.
That's a W. Starting the season off 1-0.
Craig talking big, coming in here doing a radio show, going to the Super Bowl.
Belly up, Lions fans.
Next. At home against the Chargers, loss.
Why?
You know what? It's winnable.
It's absolutely winnable.
It's winnable.
If that happens, I'm going to be running my mouth. I'm going to revisit our argument 3 weeks ago. Matthew Stafford and Philip Rivers, same guy. If we win that game, I'm revisiting that. But for the I think we need to call us a loss, guys.
I don't know.
Chargers are a playoff team.
Well, if you're no, you got to win this game.
We have to, but we're not going to.
Let's just keep this game in the background. Week 2, Chargers at Lions, and we'll just keep it in the background. And maybe that's the game that gets them to 9 wins, and your NFC wildcard prediction is still hanging in the balance.
That's very gracious of you. Next at Eagles,
loss.
Next. Chiefs.
Loss.
No, you have no faith. You can't beat anybody you think is decent.
Yes. Bingo, you nailed it.
Then we get a bye week to rest from being 1-3.
Beat the Packers last year.
Then we're at the Packers on is Monday night or Sunday night?
That's Monday night.
You know what?
We don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to be.
No. I don't know what that team is going to be.
Let's give the Lions a win here.
Let's give them a W. Let's give them a bye week.
Back-to-back in Lambeau. You knock Rodgers out of the game again.
Yes.
Right. Patricia, you give the guy 14 days to come up with a strong game plan going up against Aaron.
All right. Now we're getting on a little roll. Next, at home against the Vikings. I'm going to have a split with the Vikings, if that's all right with you. I'll take the home win. Okay?
All right, fine. I'll give that to you.
All right. Then at home against the Giants. I'm going to get cocky and say that's a win.
Absolutely.
Now we're on to November. At the Raiders.
Win.
It should be. The Lions never play well when they go to the left coast.
Didn't they beat San Francisco last year?
No, they lost that game.
I knew it was one of the two.
Yeah. They should win it. They should win it, guys, but...
You got to give them a W.
All right,
That's 4 straight wins coming off of your bye. Okay. You're pumped at this point in life.
All right. And we're 5-3.
They could build a 5-story across the street from you.
Okay. Thanks for rubbing that in. All right.
That's right.
Back-to-back games on the road at Chicago, at the Bears. This is a loss, guys. This is a loss. They won't win at Chicago.
That's a loss.
Okay. I mean, I'll tell you, the Bears, though, I don't know what they're going to be. I think they're taking a step back this year, I got a feeling. But you're probably I'll give you the road loss there.
Now, we come home and play the Cowboys. Historically, the Lions always play very well.
Yes,
the
they lost by 2 points last year in Dallas.
I'm calling this as a win.
I think so.
Win.
What are you at right now? You at 6 wins yet?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If we're 1-3 in September, we're at 6 wins.
6 wins before Thanksgiving?
Cool your jets. We've got to finish the season.
Lions Nation, rise up.
All right. Did we do that? Okay, next. At the Redskins. Again, historically, this is not a good place for us.
W!
Remember the 1991 NFC Championship game?
Come on, we gave the Dolphins a win against the Redskins. You're not going to give the Lions a win?
That's right.
We gave the Lions a win earlier against somebody.
Green Bay.
No.
Green Bay. I'm not going to get
And you split with Minnesota, too.
Yeah.
All right, give it a loss. I don't think it's time for a loss
because we're not ripping off. Chris, if we give them a win, you're saying 6 out of 7 wins for the Detroit Lions.
Doesn't happen.
That's not happening.
Doesn't happen.
So we got to put a loss in here. All right, Thanksgiving Day, Bears, that's a W.
Yeah, okay. It should have been last year, too.
Yeah,
they'll be quarterback and then throw those stupid interceptions.
Now we're into
So are you splitting with the entire division?
Because
you've already won at Lambeau.
Yeah.
You're going to sweep the Packers. You're going to sweep the Packers.
It's week 17. Yeah,
yeah right. Yeah.
We swept them last year. They were 2 of our 6 wins last year.
Okay.
All right, here we go. December at the Vikings. This is going to be a loss.
Okay? That is a loss, yes.
All right. Now, next
game. Although you have the better quarterback in that matchup.
With less guaranteed money, ironically.
Crazy, right?
I know.
Crazy.
All right, next, the Buccaneers. I told you the Lions were going to win that game.
That was a win for the Lions.
Right, right.
Not sure about that.
At the Broncos.
It's a win.
It should be.
It's a win.
It's at the Broncos.
Flacco will be hurt at this point in the season.
That's true.
They're going to be bad this year.
But dome team on the road, late December.
Yeah, I don't like this one. I don't like this one.
You don't like this one?
No, I don't like this game. This is a loss.
What
this
are you
is a loss
doing?
For the Lions. Knowing my team is what I'm doing.
Think about it. Patricia's going to make them practice outside with a purpose this year.
Yeah, but
this is when they get pissed off.
All right, boys, start looking ahead to that penultimate week in Denver.
All right, I'm going lost the Broncos, but I am saying we come back in week 17, inspired, a must-win situation with the playoffs on the line.
Is that 9?
And we beat the Packers to close out the season. That's 1, 2, 3, 4.
You sweep 5,
6,
then.
7, 8, 9.
Did you decide on the Charger game on the 15th, what that would be?
I'm giving them a loss. If they win that game, that's 10 wins. That's too much.
Wow. Wow.
So 1-3 start.
Yep.
We close out 9-7, Wayne Font style, by finishing strong, and we get in the playoffs at 9-7.
And you sweep the Packers.
And we sweep the Packers.
What a sweet season for Lions fans, huh?
Is it? And we get bounced in the first round of the playoffs to whoever we play.
You sweep the Packers and you get to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Be a 6 seed and win the Super Bowl.
It's basically a Super Bowl victory for the Lions. You might hang a banner at Ford Field if that's the season that happens.
All right. And again, I'm spot on with my team. I'm very comfortable with this.
Do they hang banners at Ford Field?
No.
Do they have the Pro Football Championship from 57
I believe,
hung?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, good.
Yes, we do.
Good.
We hang our chips.
Yeah, you hold on to that one.
In the 50s for like...
Real tight.
Like grim death. We hang on to that. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at Pete's obnoxious Patriots, and we'll do the win-loss game with them.
World champions.
8-8.
Some respect.
8-8.
8-8. Jets 12. Taking down the AFC East this year.
Sandwich?
What?
No,
let's do your schedule first.
Sandwich.
That's coming up next. Stay with us. And I want to remind you, let's do this right now. Feeling generous?
Oh, let's wait to the next one.
Why?
I have to use the boys' room.
Chris doesn't want to hear answer 9.
I can't answer the phones. Go to the bathroom and get back here in time for the break.
In that case,
let
me call an audible. Yes, I will give tickets.
Sorry about that.
I will give a round of golf away to Arrowhead next segment. This time I will tell you a week from today is our NFL draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Cape Coral.
Yeah.
We'll all be out. All three of us will be out there. This is after the show. This will be from 7 to 10. This will be for the first round. While you're thinking about that, log on to 99.3ESPN.com and compete in our draft pick'em game. All the rules and details are on the website. The winner will receive a $100 gift card from Sunshine Ace Hardware. It's the NFL Draft of 99.3 ESPN, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Chris is going to go potty. We'll be right back. We'll take a look at the Patriots schedule. It's Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Got Chris on the other side of the glass with ones and twos, and we are rolling, talking some football on a Thursday in April. I promise we will give away a round of golf to Arrowhead before this segment is over, unless something else comes up. We are playing the win-loss game with the schedules the NFL has released yesterday. We took a look at the Buccaneers and the Dolphins, our in-state teams. I guess we're really not going to do Jacksonville. We'll take a look.
South Georgia.
Yeah, right. We looked at my Lions. It's time to take a look at Pete's Patriots, and we will run that down right here. All right, so let's do it. We started off at home against the Steelers, prime time. Is that Sunday night or Monday? That's Sunday night,
right? Sunday night.
All right. Now,
loss.
Could loss for the Patriots. You know what? Pete, I think this could be a loss. If the Patriots lose, it's usually in September early on.
To this team, though. I don't know.
But not to the Steelers. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. So what are we going to do?
Win.
You want that to be a win.
Maybe they'll have some receivers by then.
Good grief. I mean, NFL.
What?
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 What? The start of this schedule is just, it's the top 13 picks in the NFL draft. It's horrendous. Outside of Pittsburgh.
Right.
Well, then they play five playoff teams in a row, though, after
You're
that.
Right. Dolphins, Jets, Bills, Redskins, Giants, Jets. This is the whole, these teams stink.
They start eight games against non-playoff teams. Then they play five. They're the only team that plays five playoff teams in a row after that.
But back to my point, if you're going to get the Patriots and try and knock on them and for not getting a home field advantage, you get them in September. You get them at 2-2 in September. The wheels are falling off. Everybody's right in the media. And then they get on their stupid roll. And then Tom Brady puts together MVP numbers. And then they go into December hot as a firecracker.
That's why I'm glad the Kansas City game was not opening night. And that's why it's week 14, which CBS, because that could determine home field throughout the playoffs.
All right, let's continue.
All right, so 1-0.
All right, at the Dolphins.
2-0.
Jets at home.
3-0.
Yeah.
At Bills.
4-0.
God. Redskins. 5-0. Giants. 6-0.
At Jets.
7-0.
Oh, Hold on. I'm going to give them a loss.
It's so tough to see. It could be. It's just depending on if the Jets actually
come
together.
I'll give them. I'll give them week 7 at the Jets as a win. 7-0.
If we take away the Steelers. I don't think they're going 7-0.
I'll give them 7-0. You know what I'm not going to give them?
What?
8-0.
I'll tell you, I don't think they'll go 7-0 either. I don't know if it'll be the Jets, but they'll probably be 6-1. It wouldn't even surprise me if they're 5-2 early on, depending on what happens. But I'll go 6. I'll stipulate either way to week 7.
All right. So that's a W. So next, Browns.
Win.
At home.
Win.
Late
Sunday game. Win. That is
Baker
right when
Mayfield
they will start.
Baker cannot be intimidated by Patriot Nation.
Are you kidding me?
That should be.
You know what Baker's going to wake up the morning of October 27th saying? I feel dangerous.
I feel dangerous today.
Those are the games and the scenarios. And because it's so late in the season, if it was early in the season, I would say.
It's mid-season.
It's mid-season. It's right when they start to get hot. And it's one of those games where teams like the Browns have come into Foxborough and got the doors blown off of them.
Before we anoint them 8-0, can I ask you a question?
I said 7-1.
Who's playing receiver and who's playing tight end? Who's playing tight end for you guys?
I don't know.
Chris Hogan is playing receiver.
Philip Dorsett? No, Chris Hogan's gone.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Good. Get some Marius Thomas in there. That's a downgrade.
His leg's going to snap on the first day of practice.
I don't even think he'll be on a team when the season
starts.
Yeah,
he ain't making this team.
I'm not counting on
him. All right. Philip Dorsett and, somebody else.
Well, that's right.
So who's your tight end?
Cordarrelle Patterson? Is he still there? No, he left.
No, he's left too.
All right. Whether it's the Browns or someone else, I'm not comfortable saying the Patriots are 8-0. I got to put a loss in here somewhere.
I can't say that. They're not that good.
So we'll just,
I'm not comfortable saying they're ready.
All right, so we'll say 7-1.
Let's give them the loss. They split with the opening week against the Steelers and then that game in the Meadowlands against the Jets. They split. So they're 7-1 after 8 weeks. We cool with that?
You're looking at Philip Dorsett, Demaryius Thomas, Maurice Harris, Matthew Slater. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Slater's a special teams guy.
Edelman.
Yeah.
Oh, but my man Braxton Berrios, who I believe will make the team this year. I'm serious. Double threat at the slot. Just in the old days, you know, with Edelman and Amendola. Look for big things out of Braxton Berrios this year. Tight end you got. Well, they just signed Austin Safarian Jenkins.
Mm. All right. Well.
But, yes, there's some work to do. Yes, there absolutely is. Really only have three receivers. I don't count Matthew Slater.
Okay.
So
we're all comfortable with 7-1.
Yeah, 7-1, 6-2. I'd be comfortable with 6-2.
6-2?
7-1's fine.
All right. All right, next, we mosey on to the month of November, and we are at the Ravens. I would think that would be a Patriots win.
Tough game. That will be a tough game.
It's prime time also.
You just don't know what they're going to be all about. You don't know what that's a problem. If I, gun to my head right now, I might say lost there.
Really?
Yep. You're coming off a hell of a game against the Browns, probably, okay. And then you're going to go on the road the next week to the Ravens. They'll be fighting for a playoff spot. I'd give the Ravens a win. I might give them the edge there.
Chris, he's saying Ravens win. I'm saying Patriots win against the Ravens. Split the difference here. He says coming off a tough game against the Browns.
Harbaugh usually does well against the Patriots. Not every time, but
Lamar Jackson's
going to
out-duel Tom Brady?
Doesn't matter. It's not so much as out-dueling. It's just that Harbaugh has a way of getting in their head sometimes.
And the Ravens' defense is depleted now. They kind of busted up the team.
It's week 9, so we'll see.
Chris, break the tie.
Loss.
All right. Next, we got the bye week. So you're
late bye week. Oh yeah, that Sunday night game on the road in Baltimore. Strong defense you're going up against. That's definitely a loss. They might get shut out.
And
that
the team's burnt out from all of Bill Belichick's nonsense. They can't wait.
Coaches them too hard.
Yeah.
They're done by the end of the season.
Absolutely.
Every other year.
All right. So they come back from break, bye week, at Philadelphia.
Wentz will not play in that game.
He'll probably be injured.
And that'll be a revenge game. And that's
Nate Sudfeld,
I promise you, that's one they've circled on their schedule. That's going to be a Patriots win.
Yeah.
Really?
I know the Eagles beat the Patriots last time they played Eagles Nation. That doesn't mean anything this go around. Foles is no longer there.
I'm feeling a loss here. Are we
I'm not.
I'm outruled.
Bill Belichick, 2 weeks to prepare.
Thank you.
Although that stat hasn't really come to fruition either the last 4 or 5 years.
But it will here.
Did in the Super Bowl.
Then you are at home against the Cowboys.
Have the Cowboys ever gone to Foxborough?
I don't recall.
Oh, yeah, they have. I've covered it. There was one game, one of the 2003, I think. It was Parcells against Belichick.
Ooh, fun.
And that was a
It
was a 12-3 Patriots win, or 12-6 Patriot win, if I remember correctly.
Real barn burner, huh?
Yeah, it actually kind of, believe it, I was freezing that night, if I remember.
One of those good 12-6 games?
They didn't handshake at all.
Was in Dallas.
No, that was in Foxborough.
Okay. No. I'll believe you.
Let's go to December now. This is when the Patriots almost never lose.
But they won in Dallas pretty big also on Thanksgiving Day, not too long ago either. But
they never lose in December. They started off at Houston against the Texans on a primetime game.
That's varsity against junior varsity every time they play.
Texans will play them tough, but here's the problem. Bill O'Brien and half of his expatriate staff, they pucker.
They can't out-coach
Bill.
There's a pucker factor there. You're absolutely right.
239 says, don't forget about Braxton Barrett for the Pats. I really seriously just mentioned that about 2 minutes ago, saying he and Edelman are going to be the duel.
All right, this game is going to be hyped up like nobody's business. Home against the Chiefs late Sunday night.
Kansas City gets that win.
425.
I think Kansas City wins that game.
No, they don't. Not in Foxborough in December. No,
they're going to go into Foxborough once in December, once in January, walk out with two W's.
Yeah. That Week 14 game may decide home field advantage.
I really think this is a Patriot loss. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But Chris, break the
tie. I don't think I'll bust out my Pat Mahomes
jersey.
Yeah. All right. So that's a loss?
Loss.
And just put the three wins down for the rest.
Yes.
At Bengals, home to Bills, and home to Dolphins.
But if the Dolphin game doesn't mean anything, that could really put the kibosh on the Dolphins. Dolphins squeak out a win that the Patriots don't care about if it doesn't mean anything for them playoff-wise. Then, all of a sudden, Tank for Tua becomes... We should have drafted Drew Lock.
All right, according to the according to the Sheeman Shepherd scale, you're 12-4.
That's acceptable.
That's about right.
Yeah.
I mean,
11-5 last year.
Give or take a win.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where they've lived the last two decades.
I think most teams have been like, I mean, you got your exceptions of 14-2, 15-1. I think most NFL teams, though, I think it's tough to go 15-1 in this league anymore. 14-2. It's tough.
Yeah. I'm all for it. All right. All right, very good. I literally could do this all day. I don't know
That's what I want to do for what it's worth.
I hear you.
I think we've got a select group of fan bases down here that we could really appease. You know, you hit your Steelers, you hit the Browns, you hit the Packers. You pretty much do the whole NFC North.
I've got all these nuggets, too, for interesting. Seriously, interesting little nuggets.
I tell you what, there's the thing that I want to do is the 10 best revenge games.
Oh, yeah, 10 best revenge games.
Let's do that.
Well, here, let's make this pact amongst the three of us right now, and four if you're listening in your car.
Okay.
Let's just do NFL schedule stuff the rest of the day. I don't know what you prepped. If we've got a lot of other fun stuff to get to.
I got all the schedules right here in front of me. They're all right here.
I mean, is NBA more exciting than this?
No.
Anything in baseball going Celtics on more exciting night. Than this?
Is there another fight today in baseball?
No, probably. Even that one was just
we do need to mention Red Sox losers again last night. Horrible. This time it was the bullpen letting the team
first
down.
First time in a while. Brandon Workman, you stink. Can't walk the 7 and number 9 hitters and gives up. They give up a grand slam.
Good Horrible. Grief.
All right.
The Tampa Bay Rays are ahead in the division, 5.5 games.
They're running away.
The magic number is what? 120.
It's right there.
And they got the Red Sox this weekend. I got to tell you, I mean, you start talking about the Rays and what they're doing. Some people have them projected already now they're going to win the American League. But you look at the people who weren't part of the 25-man roster, even in the organization, as recently last July. Austin Meadows, Brandon Lowe, Yandy
Austin
Diaz.
Austin Meadows is killing it this
Abisail
year.
Abisail Garcia, Tommy Pham. The team is fourth in the majors with 197, get this stat, hard-hit balls. That's 95-plus MPH exit velocity. And fourth
Miles
in the American League with an 800 OPS.
954. Yes, guys, please stay with the schedule. Screw other sports. Football is back, baby.
Diego Castillo, Jose Alvarado, Adam Kolarik, and the bullpen lights out.
Tommy Pham has been spectacular since coming over from St. Louis last year.
All right, that's dynamite. We're
Charlie
late.
Morton,
we're late.
Tyler Glasnow. I mean, ridiculous.
Don't get me started on Tyler Glasnow.
If only 14 people would show up at the Trop.
Chris, how's your bladder? You good?
I'm good.
Caller number 9, 239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776. Win a round of golf at Arrowhead Golf Club. I think I had an extra number in that phone number. Win a round of golf to Arrowhead Golf Club in Naples. Arrowhead is this week's half price deal at 993ESPN.com. You could purchase, you can't do that anymore. Caller number 9, win a free round of golf. 337-3776 is Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
They have their fingers on the pulse of the sports world. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Yeah, exactly.
On 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Thanks for checking us out on a Thursday. We will not be here tomorrow. It will be ESPN programming. It's Good Friday. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Back on Monday. Congratulations.
Will Cain Show.
Huh?
The Will Cain Show.
The Will Cain Show. And whoever's filling in for him tomorrow.
Yeah. So you mean the Dallas Cowboys Show?
No, it depends whoever's filling in for him. I doubt he'll be out there too. But you're right. Typically.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Scott in the Cape, congratulations. He was caller number 9. He's got the free round of golf at Arrowhead. That is fantastic.
Beat me up.
And married 1 year guy is texting in. Are you guys doing a draft special next week?
Yes.
We're going to do a little different from what we did last year. We're going to do a regular show that day on Thursday, which will be draft intensive, trust me. In fact, we'll probably do our mock drafts on like we did. That was a lot of fun. But then we're going to head out to Buffalo Wild Wing at Cape Coral from 7 to 10 for a draft party. So come on out there.
Well, from 7 to end of draft. It's kind of an open-ended thing. Yeah. Yeah. I have to be out by about 10:30.
You going to Avengers?
Avengers.
You got tickets?
End game.
That's sweet.
You got tickets?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Who are you going with?
No one.
You got one ticket?
I want to go.
Yeah, one ticket.
One ticket.
I want to go.
I'll give you my seat number, and you can see if the seat's still available.
What theater? Don't
Bell say. Tower.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where we're coming from.
I know. Yeah. It's like I've seen many a movie at Bell Tower.
So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped about that.
It's a big day.
Where's your seat?
Well, I'm not going to go into that on air.
Now, here's the deal.
You
just pulled a 22-hour day on Sunday coming back from the Masters. You're up for spending being another 22-hour day?
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to take Friday off, are you? Or like 3 hours of the 4-hour show or anything?
I'll be here for at least half.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
You don't sit up way in the front or anything like that, do you?
I don't prefer to sit there. I will.
Can hurt your neck.
No, come on, get out of here.
You're not sitting in the front.
No, people pay all this money to go to IMAX, right? Because the screen is so big, right?
Right, why sit in the front?
Just sit in the front and the screen's big.
Yeah.
It's an IMAX.
Yeah.
Makes pretty sense to me.
So you're sitting middle or the back?
No, I got kind of front middle.
Front middle? I don't like the sound
it's
of
not
that.
The way you keep front. Asking him, he's going to end up telling you exactly where it is. No, he doesn't want to tell anybody where he's at.
I like back middle. Or back end, I don't care.
239 says going to the 7 o'clock showing Thursday at Bell Tower. See you afterward, Chris. Yeah, he'll be coming out.
But
when
yeah,
going
but
in.
See, you're going to miss the draft, and I can't miss the draft.
No,
nor do you
draft.
Want to.
No.
Got to see who the Dolphins are taking at 13.
Fins up.
I got to figure. I'll probably go Friday. I don't like his seats. He's probably sitting in the front. He sits front middle. I don't like the sound.
Hashtag Thanos still demands your silence. I broke it down.
Well, that doesn't work for radio. Can't be silent there.
I mean, Thanos, yeah. Yes, means you don't do any spoilers. But how many people are going to come out of the theater? That's going to be the worst. Like, if you're going in.
I'll dropkick you.
Oh, people are like, wow, wasn't that awesome?
Well, you could say it wasn't
fine.
That awesome, but don't look at me and say.
I can't
say,
believe they killed Iron Man.
Right? Somebody, I don't want to hear that. Craig, stop it.
Somebody is going to do it. They've already warned. They've asked nicely.
The producers.
Russo brothers have asked nicely, do not please.
Or directors, spoiled. I'm sorry. No.
So, I mean, what's the statute of limitations that we have?
One week, two weeks? Two weekends. Two big box office weekends. That's what we've done in the past. You got the big.
So wait.
Maybe you couldn't get in the first weekend.
Hold on.
And if it's a big success, the second weekend. After that, no more spoilers.
It's going to be the highest grossing movie of all time.
Ever. So we really have to wait 10 days to talk about this thing?
Oh, man.
I think we should. Everybody's not going to be able to see it the first weekend.
It's not my problem.
This is what we've done in the past. This has been our policy in the past.
I got to see what.
I don't know. I can't wait that long. I might just bust out in the middle of it. Thanos loses!
I'm thinking Friday night late show, the latest, maybe 12. This is the type of time, sometimes theaters stay open until 2, 3 in the morning. If there's a midnight show.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a 2 o'clock show. For special events. Is anybody doing an Avengers marathon? There are theaters that are going to do an Avengers marathon. They're going to show every single Marvel movie.
I've actually started going back last night. I started going back and kind of watched a little bit of the first Avengers.
Yeah.
It's so
sci-fi
good.
Has it, so you got to put up with some commercials, which I'm not the biggest fan of, but you get the point. I don't want to miss any plot lines or anything.
All right, you two nerds, we're out of time. We're late again. All right, we come back, we've got the 10 best revenge games on the NFL schedule. A Sheeman and Shepard cash grab right around the corner where you can win $1,000 right now. So hang tight. All that's coming up. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.